Guys, support for Have the Tire podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Are you not a Riddlist? Do you not know what the fuck I'm talking about? Let me explain something. Manscaped literally has developed everything you'd ever need to make sure you're never embarrassed to get your dick sucked ever again. I'm literally telling you. They have a product called the Lawnmower 2.0 that is a below-the-belt shaver, right? It's an electric shaver. Now, that sounds scary because, listen, I don't know if you've ever tried to shave your balls or the sides of your penis with clippers, with hair clippers, but you nick and you bleed and you shower and it hurts. And if someone's like, hey, what is that on your balls? You have to say like, oh, it's an electric razor, Nick. I'm so sorry. I don't have herpes. You know what I mean? It's fucking embarrassing. Well, Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer to make sure that never happens again. And I'm telling you, I got it. I got my package. I was using it. My hands were shaking. I was so fucking scared of nicking my balls. And by the time I was about 2 minutes in, oh my God, guys, it was just an invigorating feeling. I was just with just no regard. And it was just fucking fantastic, man. It really is fantastic. They also have ball preserver, crop preserver. It's like a anti-chafing deodorant and like lotion for your balls to make sure it smells so good all day. Make sure your fat balls don't rub against your fat, thick thighs, you know, with two C's, thick with two C's. But man, I'm telling you, this product has legitimately changed my life. Like I haven't shaved my undercarriage, dude, in years because I can't get it waxed because the regrowth process is just unbearable, but I can't trim them effectively either, man, because I just fuck myself up all the time. So just go to manscaped.com, dude. Seriously. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code TIRED at manscaped.com. And you heard me right. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code TIRED. This is not a fucking drill. This is real deal, Holyfield. Manscaped.com. Thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. I love you guys. And yeah, enjoy the rest of the show, my baby motherfuckers.
Hello, hello. And welcome to another episode of the Hell Attire Podcast. I am your host, per usual, Bubba McComb, a.k.a. Sad Boy Shinobi, a.k.a. the Borderlands Baddie, a.k.a. Xbox One. Oh, shout out. Today, I am joined by a very special guest. My first time ever meeting her. I saw her eating bagels at Einstein Bros, and I was like, well, she looks dumb enough to trick into coming here, and I did, and she has no idea where she's at, and this is very concerning for her, I'm sure, but we'll see how it goes, you know. She has no idea who I am, so I get, what's your name? Chelsea Rideout is in the house right now. Yeah, so when I picked you up from the coffee shop, bagel shop, bagel. I don't really know anyone who goes to Einstein's to get bagels and not coffee, but that's neither here nor there. You were typing a story, and the headline of the story said, "My Life in North Dakota." What was that all about?
Just the most depressed I've ever been in my life. Right. I need to get it out, you know?
See what I mean, guys? It was so easy to get her here, dude. I didn't have to say anything. I was like, hey.
I thought you were going to kill me, so naturally I wanted to go.
Okay, anyways, guys, this is Chelsea Rideout. Do you guys know her? If you don't know her, you're probably not that cool on social media, honestly, because, I mean, who hasn't heard of Chelsea Rideout? She is a digital artist. She is a vocalist. She is a musician, a podcaster, and a pussy comedian. She's not a comedian yet, but she's like, she wants to do it, and she's like, dude, come listen to my 5 minutes. I have 5 minutes. Dude, listen. Dude, what do you think about this? And just all talk, dude. All talk, all day. Nothing. I'm nothing. Nervous. Nothing. So welcome to the podcast, Chelsea. Again.
Hi.
She was here episode 2 way back in the beginnings, but we have a revamp episode. So much has happened since then, and so many cool things are about to happen. And I just wanted to make sure I get you in here, talk about the things you've been doing. So update all the listeners on what you're in, like, involved with, what you're doing, what you plan on doing, XYZ. We want to know what's new with Chelsea.
Okay, so I currently am working a full-time job, which is great. Steady money. I've been doing art for the past year, starting in January. I got like HP Spectre.
Is that a program?
Yeah. No, it's a computer.
Okay. Anyways, go on.
It's allowed me to get more in touch with my artistic side just because I love drawing and I love painting. I love really like all art forms in general, but digital art has always been a passion of mine. And so I've learned a lot over the past year, just like,
Working with different people, different personalities have been a nightmare sometimes, huh?
Yeah. Some have been fantastic. Some have been really difficult. But that's kind of, it's all up to you on how you conduct business. And that's kind of what I've learned. And it's exciting. I currently am finishing up a few commissions, but I will start back. I'm going to take kind of some personal time for myself and really collect myself. The holidays are coming up and shit. Yes. And then, January is when
holidays are coming up. Perfect time to stop making money.
Shut the fuck up.
Holidays are coming up, guys. Make sure you work less.
No, it's hectic and I want to work more. At my other job, because they pay overtime.
That's true.
Yeah, bitch.
No one's paying you that much yet for your commissions, but they'll get there. It'll get to the point where, like, working somewhere won't make sense. You're like, well, what am I really even doing here? I'm just wasting 40 hours a week.
Right.
Yeah, but you have a pretty cool job. We don't have to talk about it. We never do.
No.
Okay. But you, like, perform at your job and shit, right? Aren't you? Are you in, like, the job choir or whatever?
It's like,
what is it? Like, a singing group? An acapella?
No, dude. It's the job band. Like, there's a drummer. There's a guitarist.
It's
like,
the
there's
funniest, the goofiest shit I ever heard in my life.
And like I enjoy it because number one, it makes me look really good to just be involved in shit.
Yeah, and you get out of doing work for a little while.
Exactly. And we get all this rehearsal time.
Right.
We do practice, but it's Vegas, you know what I mean?
No, don't ever say that again. You work in a fucking office building.
Nah.
Anyway, it is never Vegas,
dude.
You don't understand.
You don't
obviously.
Work there.
My apologies.
Shut the fuck
audience.
Up.
She's from North Dakota.
Don't apologize.
She's from North Dakota. She has no idea what the fuck she's talking about.
I'm not from North
Dakota. I don't think she's ever been to Vegas, quite frankly.
I have been to Vegas with my mom.
Not as an adult.
Actually, listen to this. So my mom and my grandmother, when I turned 18, Paulina Enriquez came.
That's what I'm saying. See, 18 years old.
Listen,
20
though,
years ago.
No, I didn't. Like, okay, just listen. So my grandma is like, I'm going to take you and Paulina and your mom to Chippendales. And me and Paulina, they put us in the fucking front row. And Paulina and I are just like looking at each other like, those are big dicks just swinging. They just come right on up to you like a fucking puppy.
High school dicks aren't that big, Mom.
I was afraid of dicks in high school. That's a different story.
It's
fine. So I turn around. and I'm like, all I see is this guy motorboating my mom. And someone is in between my grandmother's legs. And all I see is my grandma's legs sticking out in the air.
Having the time of her life,
I looked
dude.
At Paulina and I was like, I don't want to be touched. And it was my birthday.
I want to grow up.
Dude, here comes the guy with the big banana fucking schlong coming up to me. And it's just like bouncing up and down. And I'm looking at Paulina going, no, no, no. Like, I can't. I don't want this.
Help me. Help me.
It was an experience.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It was very scarring to see my
sounds chaotic
the
man.
Women in my life just getting fucked
pretty much.
And then they actually had sex with
dry
them.
dry humped till they came.
Yeah, dude.
That shit's wild, man. I mean, like, I get it. It's like a strip club for, women, I guess.
It was
or like
crazy.
More lit.
There was
that
like
it
a,
sounds like
dude there was a 5-minute scene of one guy on a bed that rotated humping it. He would like start out slow and then like.
Dude, how many
fast
people do you
pillow?
Think in the audience have vibrators in there and they're just going ape shit the whole time?
So back then, I don't think I would believe it, but now because
dude,
they have remote controlled app controlled
only because
vibrators.
This is brand new information to you. It's been around forever, dude.
But apps weren't a thing when I was 18.
Dude, the iPhone has been out for a long time.
But think about it. Like when we graduated high school, I doubt there was a remote control vibrator app.
I bet you there was.
So we're going to look this up.
All right, hold on. Stand by, bitch. Hold on. First, remote-controlled vibrator.
Yeah. App-controlled, bitch.
No, remote-controlled.
Yeah, I guess that's fine. Yeah, okay.
Dumbass.
Shut up, bitch.
Let's see. All right. Let him control you. Sexy slave waterproof.
Ooh.
That's me. First remote control vibrator invented. Come on, Google. Do the work for me, you fucking bitch. 1883, electric vibrator was invented.
No, dude, that doesn't make sense. Really? Okay. Electric vibrator.
Okay, look at the rabbit. The first controlled, remote controlled. May 15th, 2010, dude. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's been out for a minute.
Okay, so maybe the whole room was filled with rabbits, dude.
Just women just having some crazy shit up there, just turning on full blast and leaving the remote at home. You
dude,
know what I mean?
There was a whole bride, like a hot bridesmaids tribe there. And none of them were getting what my grandma and mom
so
were.
So realistically, if you had, okay, so some women can come just from the vibe, like the rabbit in there just going off. How many times realistically until you like got to take that shit out, could you like bust in like a
No.
A scene here, like that?
Let me explain this. So like with a vibrator, when it's inside of you, you're not going to get the same sensation. It has to be like on the clit. And if you come from that...
But some people come from internal stimulation too, though, right?
Right.
Or does that mean their clit is internal?
No,
right? No. Exactly. So, like some... Because, like, there's been times where, like, you know, I was like... I hate the word fingering. It's so aggressive. I'm trying to write a joke about that. I hate saying the word fingering. But, like, there's no other way to not sound like a creep. Like, oh, I was, like, rubbing her pussy. Like, I don't want to say that either. You know what I mean? So, anyways, I was, like, fingering her. And she was, like you have to put it in me. Like, I can't come with just, like, clit stimulation. I was, like,
so,
all right.
Yeah, some people are clit stimulated.
So,
someone
could just have, like, a fucking bomb in there, and they could just be coming till they fall asleep.
My thing, I don't know what it's like to, like,
come
from, like, internal... What's that?
Orgasm. Is that French?
No, dude. So, like, if it's... For me, if it's inside, like, I have to have clitoral stimulation.
Clitoral. Hi, guys. This is Sex Idol Chelsea. I have the clitoral stimulation.
My name is Chelsea, and I really like...
Chelsea still thinks that she has to plug her nose to block her nasal passageways.
It just sounds like, look, here's what I sound like.
You're not trying.
No, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
That's like without. That's without.
Yeah.
See, like.
She thinks that you literally have to plug your nose
to close your nasal passageways.
Because you're.
If you're holding it here.
All right. You know what?
Or like by your throat.
All right.
The power
of Christ compels you. Speaking of that, you guys.
No, hold on. You fucking interrupted me.
Okay, no one gives up. I don't give a fuck anymore.
No. Listen.
I don't care.
Well, you fucking asked the question.
Yeah, now I'm done, though.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, so.
The candle is like shaping. It looks like there's a mask covering your face. We lit a candle.
I told myself how hard it would be to do a podcast with someone from North Dakota. And I was like, dude, you know what? I'm just going to give her a shot.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to let her just be herself.
Let me spread my fucking North Dakota wings.
You don't have wings.
These bald eagle North Dakota.
Your wing, you know Dragonite? The Pokemon?
The tiny little
Those are your wings. Dude. The tiny ones that you can't even fucking do anything with them.
Shut.
They just hurt and you can't wash them either. You know, they just stink, smelly ass wings.
Oh my God. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
You fucking bitch. All right. So, guys, for those of you who don't know, Chelsea and her dearest friend Sheridan Wood, she riding, G rolling. But you know what? What is it called? Like, mnemonically? What is it like?
What are you trying
when
to
like,
fucking say?
When you're like, she riding, Sheridan, like.
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
What is that
I don't
word?
Know. I'm not smart enough. I'm from North Dakota.
Why the fuck would I ever ask you that question? Okay. But, you know, dude, love Sheridan. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with her. You know, like, how do you not just sound it out in your head? You know what I mean? Ooh, Sheridan Wood. That's a perfect. Yeah, it is if you say it like that. But you know how easy it was to be like, she riding? Like, she riding. And then to find out her last name is Wood. She riding Wood. Come on, mom. Oh, you know?
Man. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Were they on fucking Vicodin when they named her, dude? Or like, hey, you know.
Vicodin? What the fuck?
Makes you make bad decisions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, no, it does.
No, I mean, maybe that she was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So love Sheridan. Anyways, so you and Sheridan have your own podcast called Dick Flicks. And
fuck you. It's called Flick Chicks.
Yeah, it's called Chick Flicks.
It's called Flip Chips.
It's called Kick Flips. No, guys, seriously, seriously. This is for real the name. It's called Flick Chicks. And it's on all streaming services. You can find it, whatever. And they just did an episode on The Exorcist. Mm-hmm. And they just did an episode on Jaws. Mm-hmm. And so now for the sake of October, you guys are getting real spooky all month, right?
We have been, she came over and she groomed the love of my life today, Evie.
Evie is her dog.
Yes. No, dude, Evie's a man. I'm just kidding.
They don't all hit, you know? They don't all hit.
I love when Sheridan grooms him.
Evie's
a man. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Evie's a female dog. She is.
She's a little Shih Tzu and she's a little slice of heaven, better than everyone on this planet. Anyways.
Except for Bishop.
Yeah.
But okay. Kind of close.
Same
team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
on the bench.
That's okay. Evie can be on the bench. She's small. And she's not tough. She thinks she is. Anyways, so we were talking about our lineup for Halloween. And I don't want to give too much away, but as a teaser, we've got Scream coming.
Tight? Original Scream?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do the other one.
Have you watched the revamp? I heard it was pretty good.
The show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't into it.
I heard the show was pretty good.
I feel like how I did with Labyrinth, how I just didn't want it. I didn't want to see it recreated.
Oh, no. The new Labyrinth is fire.
No. Are you talking about Pan's Labyrinth?
No. I'm talking about the new Labyrinth series.
Dude, that's Dark Netflix Crystal, you fucking idiot.
Damn, that's right. Dark Crystal. Whoopsies. But it's fire.
Yeah, it is.
I was on psychedelics, relaxing. And I was like, you know what? I want to watch something right now, you know? And I turned on Netflix, and I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I just turned it on, and it was too much, dude.
You guys, Bubba immediately called me. He's like, dude, I just did acid. And I'm about to watch a full series of Dark Crystal.
I was so hyped that I found it. Like,
dude,
it was on there.
I was so happy for him. Like, so fucking happy. Yeah. And like 10, 15, maybe 30 minutes later, I get a text. He's like, this was a bad idea.
Yeah, dude. The audio.
The audio
is so much. It makes my stomach hurt right now, dude. Like, just thinking about how that bitch with the runny face, you know, like, oh, it's so gross. And it was just too weird.
I know.
I was like, yeah, this is too weird. So I put on The Great British Baking Show and just filled up my heart with fucking warmth and love immediately. And then I just changed it to something. And then I went up for a walk and stuff. Like, this is a little while ago, but it was still amazing. But yeah, Dark Crystal's too much, man. Just smoke some weed and watch that, I think.
Yeah.
It's a weed one. That's a weed one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you guys are having a whole Halloween series of Scream. Just give us one more for October.
Okay. A little less. We are going to do Halloween, the original Halloween, but not on Halloween.
That's a mistake.
No, it's not.
Mistake.
Nope, it's not.
Mistake.
No.
Yeah, you guys were like, I don't want to be corny. And it's like, but what's like, why would you not do that?
Yeah, you know what? You don't know anything.
I know enough to know that's stupid.
No, it's not.
Yep, just like your whole podcast.
Oh,
I was trying to be nice, dude.
Bubba, you're an idiot.
That fucking podcast sucks.
Bubba listened
sucks.
To one episode.
I listened to two.
See? There's,
but dude, that's the thing.
There's 14 episodes.
That's
you
the thing. There's
to
no
one.
Way you've listened to all of these.
No. You have like over 40-something.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've listened to way more than you.
Yeah, because mine...
I care more.
Because mine are interesting,
I
you know?
Ours and, are so interesting.
I'm just kidding, dude.
No,
God, it's a really good podcast. It's very well put together. Their guests are very well articulated. They know their shit. Some very good names, including, you know, someone pretty cool. I think it's like on episode 2 or something. I don't know which one it was, but yeah, you can go look up the episode of Macomb and Flick Chicks and listen to that. And then let Chelsea know how much you love her podcast. Please leave a review. And we'll leave, like, the, you know, the links in the description and stuff. So
cool.
But thank you for coming by. And I'm just kidding.
Wow. Fuck you, bitch.
We're, like, 17 minutes in. All right. Well, this has been great. no, yeah. So great job on Flake Chicks, and you guys have actually kept up with it and stuff. You guys took a break for I thought that was it. You know what I mean? I was like, really? Well, there goes that podcast.
No, oh well.
We're gonna take a break. You know, I was like, oh yeah, well, goodbye.
Some things happened in my life where it lasted a little bit.
Yeah, and then we all make, you know, excuses to keep us from doing things and stuff, and think that it's valid and stuff. But yeah, so I'm really happy that you guys are doing that. Now you guys can do like a Christmas theme too.
Probably, dude.
Dude, can I please, please not only be on, but I want to do the Polar Express episode.
Oh my God, I'll make us hot cocoa, dude.
Oh, like hot cocoa and Bailey's. And we'll smoke brownie blunts. And we'll candles.
Little candy canes. Yeah. It'll smell like pine.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'll bring Christmas lights, dude.
Yes, bitch. Because you'll still be.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Oh my God. Oh no, can't sing songs. No. Anyways, but yeah, it's gonna be a good time. It's always a good time. Dude, fucking holiday season in Arizona is just, it's magical.
It is magical.
The only thing that could ever make it more magical is like maybe 3 days out of the winter, it snowed in Phoenix.
Dude, right?
That would just be incredible.
It happened while...
Yeah, in Scottsdale. And it was a real snow too. It was pretty wild. I was there. It was like, there's no fucking way. Right. And it was happening. I was like, whoa. And it was cool. But yeah, Phoenix during the winter, man.
Dude, Bubba and I and a bunch of our family friends, you know, they've been friends with us forever.
Yeah.
Every year that I've been here so far, we have a Friendsgiving.
Yes.
And we try to have like a Christmas party.
Yes.
And oh my God. I'm so excited for this year, dude.
Me too. We're going to rent an Airbnb.
Yes, we are. Like a fancy fucking one. Yeah. Just have everybody put in a little bit.
But yeah. And then whoever is down is the only people that are coming, period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get the Airbnb based off that, which will be just fine.
Right.
And then we'll be able just to do it up, dude.
Oh my God.
It'll be the best time ever. We can bring everything we need. Hopefully I'll have some money by then. And it'll just be a good time. If you guys don't do Friendsgiving with your friends, I highly recommend you do it. So essentially what it is everybody takes leftovers from Thanksgiving and they just bring it over. Some people will do it to where, you know, you bake some or you make some stuff like the day of, but traditionally it's you just bring the leftovers over. It's like a friends gathering. You invite however many people you have in your life, whatever, that you feel worthy. You bring all your leftovers. Everyone heats up their leftovers and eats all that shit, hangs out and has a good time. You can do whatever you want. Last time we were getting faded and we were smoking weed,
fucked
dude.
Fucked up drinking fucking wine. Man. Shitty wine, dude.
Yeah, shitty wine on ice and Sprite.
Yeah.
Like that's how shitty it was. You know, we were just saying, fuck it. And I got tossed up. I put some glasses on and looked like
dude,
a for sure 1970s serial killer. Yeah, or was a mixture of all things bad in the 1970s. It was hilarious. So I'm going to get a pair of those. Great. For sure soon.
Last year,
I like that look.
We were all standing around a fire and Bubba goes, all right, guys, I want everybody here to tell us all about the worst sexual experience in porn you've ever seen.
Yes.
And we all went and our friend Ethan.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Ethan brought up Piper Perry.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, she just got her braces off. And Dustin died, dude. He was like crying.
I love her.
I know her. She got her braces off.
I know that. Hey, I know that bitch.
I know that pussy.
Isn't it so weird when you see like porn stars transform into something? Like most people, like do a like they blossom or whatever. Like they okay.
Some
everyone
people
becomes
go very downhill.
Oh yeah.
There's this one squirter named like Saritha. Yeah, dude.
Saritha.
Dude, when she was younger, she prime, dude. They wouldn't even show the full clip. Like, you'd just see, like, 60
like
seconds.
You don't even deserve to see the whole...
Dude.
Yeah, right.
And, like, then I started seeing her with short hair and, like, a baby. Like,
oh,
she was doing pregnant porn and shit.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then she got really old looking.
Okay. Like, after the baby, it aged her terribly.
Yeah.
She a white woman?
Yep.
Yeah, age... things will do that to white women.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They flipped the switch pretty quickly.
It was bizarre. Yeah. I couldn't even...
You know who was, like, who turned into fucking Lisa Ann, dude?
I don't know names.
Lisa Ann's just like a MILF lady. She was like, you know, she wasn't like my favorite or anything. I don't have like favorite necessarily, but she was like a, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she like retired, whatever. And then like she came back and something about it was so sad. Like the enthusiasm, the enjoyment was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was none. And you could just see like she was needing to work, it felt like. I was like, oh, man, that fucking bums me out. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And I just I literally couldn't. I was like, no. Because, like, I'm not a savage. I still am. I'm emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm emotionally in, what is it, intact with my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And in so, touch. Like, you know. I'm not looking for someone to be in love fucking on Pornhub, but I'm just like, I don't want someone to look like they just, unless it's been intentionally that way, where like someone's like, I guess you could fuck me,
mm-hmm.
and the guy's like, off, and she's like,
yeah,
that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, like hurry up.
Yeah.
You know, like just unenthused. About,
like when girls are playing video games, they're just like, oh,
yeah, I guess.
I can get on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is your favorite category of porn? Category.
Categories are, like, I think...
Actually, let's make it more interesting. What's the weirdest porn you've ever watched, period?
Okay.
No pun intended.
So, the weirdest porn, and I'll always remember it because I... Because
you watch it all the time?
No, dude, because I got off on it.
Okay.
So that was even weirder.
Here you go.
But it's two people, and it's not about, like, there's porn where people are covered in spandex. This was different. This was... full body suits where it covers their eyes, nose, fingers. Like, it was just two people in, like, a zipped up spandex.
Okay.
And you couldn't see anything either. It was, like, thick spandex.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah. So they start, like, touching each other. And then, like, you can see the outline of the dick going into a spandex of a person. And I was like, this is so fucking weird. I was so fucking high. And I was like, this is going to do it for me.
Fine. I guess this is it today.
It's like, yeah. Oh, it's like you were rooting for them the entire time. Like, can they do it?
Come on.
Can they fuck it? It's not
how
going
do you even
in.
Know? You can't see them come.
No, it's clip. Oh, you can tell, dude.
When they come?
When it's all wet through the spandex.
Oh, so it's not like no breathe latex type shit.
No,
like,
no, not
okay,
latex.
Okay.
I said spandex,
okay,
which is
calm
breathable.
Calm the fuck down, you fucking dumbass.
Maybe if you just know things.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so what's your worst? And then we'll.
There's no worst. Weirdest.
Weirdest. And then tell me, we have to do the one that we're into
the weirdest
currently.
One we've ever gotten off on, or the weirdest we've ever seen?
Gotten off.
All right.
Yeah, because I did that.
That changes things.
Yeah.
Because I've seen someone's I wish I didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but
like,
you need to...
Like the fucking pink sock videos. I don't even know what that... I didn't even know what that was, and I saw it, and it was terrifying.
What is that?
It's like, what the fuck? Like prolapsed anal anus videos.
Dude, I see clips, like, while I'm searching through porn, I see that, and I'm like... like
yeah,
I
not
almost,
into it.
I almost get turned off if I see something
yeah,
like that. Like,
yeah,
I'm just like, that I can't.
It seems like a medically...
dude, it looks so dangerous.
Concerning.
Yeah, like if that accidentally happened, I'd be like, give me the fucking asshole.
Your asshole just comes out and
yeah.
just go. Bleh.
Does it
okay.
just get?
And I'm not saying like it's a kink shame. I'm just saying like visually, it's not pleasing.
You're
to
so
me.
Polite.
Well, I'm just making sure, dude.
No,
here's the last thing I want
I
to happen.
I appreciate
that about you. And for anyone listening and who was on the, I won't give a fuck because I know what I mean.
Yeah.
However, I don't even want people to be like. You know what I mean? Because I'll just react badly.
I know.
I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, you know what? I don't fucking hate anyone unless you're like a piece of shit.
Right.
And I don't care what, where, how you became it. Fuck
yeah.
it, dude. If you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit. I don't care if you're...
So what is the porn
okay.
that you got off
so,
on?
I want to hear like the lineage to it, leading up to it.
Yeah, I want
to... I seem to like watch a lot of porn based off of like what... show I'm really into.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like Great British Bake Off with the exclusion of that. Like that's just too pure. I can't even.
Yeah.
It's not gonna.
No.
You know what I mean? Can't do it. But I was like really into like The Walking Dead
mm-hmm.
for a while. And I was like, oh dude, what if they have like zombie porn? Like people like fucking
Definitely.
Zombies and shit. And like not like necrophilia. You know
no.
what I mean? Not that not out here fucking on the deep web, but on Pornhub I was like horror porn or
mm-hmm.
whatever. And it had like some crazy like night vision, like zombie chase. And like,
oh, shit.
Like it's like a first person like tackled him and like fucking like sucked his dick. I was like, whoa, dude. Like and that was just like the it was like not a good story, but visually it was exciting because they were like chasing him and
yeah.
I was like, oh shit.
Dude, that's
and
annoying.
Then they fucked him and I was like, oh yeah, I'll bust this for sure. yes, that's the weirdest one, probably. That one or like there's this one called Star Whores. Where it's like a
yeah.
It's a
are they wearing the
dude? It's a really high production.
Are they wearing?
Yeah,
yeah, they're wearing.
But
the,
it looks good though.
I don't know what they're called. Because
there's a couple of versions of like Star Wars parody ones, and I'm like, this is fucking
shit.
Embarrassing. Like, I mean, not embarrassing, but yeah, just low pro. I'm not down for that, man. If you're gonna do a movie based thing, make it and they did it. I was like, yeah, this is impressive.
Yeah.
I would buy that just to support that artistry. Like, it's not even the best porn I've ever watched ever, period. But it was interesting. Yep.
What's like your current fetish?
I don't have a fetish, dude.
Or not fetish, but what are you currently watching? Like the general vibe? I don't know.
Yeah, dude. I really just...
Even if you have different ones.
I don't really. I just like kind of... I don't like scroll through pages and pages. I like, and here's a weird thing. I'm not really picky with porn, but I'm not into huge tits, though. I don't like that.
Right.
Just because, like, not... Again, I don't have to explain myself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. No, I don't really have. I really don't like search for like specific things. Really, there's not like a. Oh, I like the stepsister thing or like the stepmom, like or like MILF or a Japanese.
You look really happy right
like,
now.
No, I'm like mimicking kidding. Someone who's like.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Happy to talk about their genre. I wish I had like a. I wish I was like a what are they called? Connoisseur of a certain, you know, porn. But I'm not, man. I'm not. I don't like peeing.
Yeah, that's
I don't like, you know, bodily fluid stuff, really.
Right.
Oh, you know what, though? I do like some threesome gangbang type shit every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, girl with two dicks in both holes?
Nah, just like mouth and something else. Like, I like the...
Yeah, I know. You're pretty scarred, so.
I like the... Yeah, but I've done it since then, though. I've had a pleasant experience since then.
That's good.
But that one experience was terrible. And you know, what's really funny about that is you're going to be able to see that story professionally filmed and everything.
Oh my God,
you'll be able to hear what we're talking about, dude. If you don't know the story, you probably have not been that close to me in life. I might have like told a shorter version on this sometime or another, but it's about a story, an anal story gone wrong. And it was just, you know... I didn't even want to do anal at that time in my life. I was like, nah, man, I'm good, you know? And it happened. And then, literally. Wop, wop, wop. You like me still, right? Mm-hmm.
So,
Anyways, do you have I know your weird ass has a go-to. Dude, like, you have probably a list of, like, top to bottom favorite shit.
Okay, so... Eric! I'm currently into, like, a couple different things right now.
Cool, what are they?
So we've got... There's this one porn in particular. You can type in Easter Bunny. And it's
Jesus
this, like...
fucking Christ.
Little Hispanic girl. Not little, but she's, like, a... whatever. She's with taking pictures... And then, like, the guy is in a bunny costume, and he just comes behind her and, like, starts feeling on her. And then they go to take... Her parents are in the front. They go to take a picture, and then they do this. They, like, you know, take a picture, but he's actually fucking her the whole time. Dude, that stuff...
So you're into furry shit?
No.
You didn't even know, and now you are.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, it's an Easter bunny costume. They're taking pictures.
I know.
I'm not into furry
you
shit,
You are,
dude.
Though.
No, it's the, like... It's the excitement. Costume. It's not the costume. Because
it was the excitement. There's 1,000 scenarios where, like, oh, girl gets fucked on couch in front of mom.
Dude,
like,
if he wasn't in a costume, I would still get off, dude.
Barely, though.
No.
You keep going back. You said it because Easter Bunny, specifically.
It's an Easter Bunny costume, dude.
You're a furry.
dude. I am so not.
And you tried to play it like
Listen.
You were all fucking like, oh, dude, I'm all fucking furry.
Dude.
And you know what? It's
I'm
fine,
not
dude.
Into the furry.
I'm not into king shaming, but furries are pretty fucking weird, dog.
Listen, if somebody in a furry costume, that turns me off.
He was in an Easter Bunny costume, which is
dude.
A furry.
No.
And he was fucking someone not in an Easter Bunny costume.
No, dude.
It's okay, dude.
Same.
Let
it's
your free flag
same.
Fly. Don't fucking deny
on.
It, dude.
I'm not accepting that.
Yeah, so furry porn
not...
is well, your favorite.
No,
so
it's
then
not
what's
my
another one right now?
So
furry
like,
porn, then what?
Like, there's this one where, or like a genre where there's a like a little Asian girl on a bus and like she gets fucked on the bus and it looks like she doesn't like it, but she totally loves it. That one I can
So
get
you're
off
like,
on.
Hey, so we're going to furry porn and rape? Continuing?
No, dude.
Yeah, public rape and furry porn.
She literally wants it. Anyways. And then...
right, but you know. She then, doesn't really, but she...
I mean, I can't I can't deny the fact that I'm like, I will always be into hentai.
That's
like,
fine. That's real life stuff on a bus. You know, it's not hentai at all.
No, no, no. I'm into that's the other one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
Like, just, I can't.
I feel.
Yeah.
Are you into, like the fuck, like a demon god fucking?
No.
Okay, you like just the regular.
Yeah.
Like, birdie type.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah, there's some where they're, like, very intense. Or there's, like, 3D hentai, dude, and that's just, like, wow.
Do you watch any of the, like, the anime parody ones?
All the time, dude.
Which ones? definitely,
like, Inuyasha, fucking Naruto.
I've watched Tsunade get fucked a couple times.
Hell
I can't
yeah,
lie.
Dude. Naruto. Let's see. Soul Eater. Yeah. Attack on Titan, dude.
Damn. You watched a Titan fuck Mikasa, huh? Not even on some regular shit.
I want to see a Titan.
Oh my god.
A building size man.
And then I've seen like cartoon parody too. Like,
not into that. Yeah. I can't say I've ever been like, oh yeah, cool. But there is one out there, dude. That is, it's not cartoon, but it's like, what the fuck? There's this woman that looks, I don't know if it's like a CGI thing or what, dude. But it's Jenna Fisher from The Office. There's like a porn with like someone, or I don't know what they did.
And her
but,
face, like,
dude,
CGI'd.
And but that's a thing, dude. I think it's like someone who looks just so much like her that no one can fucking tell. Very good find. A gem.
That's
I created
crazy.
A Pornhub account just to favorite it to make sure I never lose it, dude.
Oh my god, dude.
I feel like I want to screen record it just in case she's like, this is fucking defamation of character. This looks too much like me. I don't know what the fucking case is, but V-lit. So guys, thank you for, this has been the porn portion of the Hell Tired Podcast, a new segment starting every Tuesday. I'm just kidding. No, so if you're still here listening, cool if you skip through it. Don't be a bitch, dude. You know what I mean? Take our advice. Look up some weird shit. Don't look up rape porn or furry shit. Probably should look up the hentai first. Maybe,
oh my god, dude.
You know, yeah, well,
it's not funny.
All right, let's do this then. Let's do this. Okay, no. I'm not done with the porn stuff. Because it's like, you know, we don't talk about this very often. This is nice just to have on an episode. You know what I mean? All right.
Oh my god.
Top three favorite porn stars. Let's do that. It doesn't have to be like the most sexual, just for a plethora of reasons. If you
okay,
would.
James Dean, spelled with two N's.
Okay,
he's hot. I think her name's Layla Star or Leela Star.
She looks
dude, that ass
terrible
is,
lately.
Really, I haven't seen any new shit. So
man,
so I'm gonna say older.
That ass is fake. Now, dude.
Ooh, that's
it's
weird.
Like so fake that it looks like it makes your back hurt.
There's this one guy though, and I don't know his name because all
Ron
I,
Jeremy?
No, all I need oh my god.
You said you like rape porn.
All I need to do all I need to do is type in like fuck me daddy or like anything like that.
Sure.
And he's just like the super intense, like hardcore fucker. And all the girls that come over are super hot. Like they're really hot. And they obviously all have daddy kinks. And
sure.
Like he just fucking does. Sometimes I stop and I laugh because I enjoy it that much. I was like, oh shit. This one time
she
was,
can't breathe.
Dude, no. He had a fucking dildo suctioned to the window and had her bent over a couch, fucking her, and then shoving her head into the fucking dildo on
Jesus.
The window. And she loved it.
Her head was banging up against
dude,
the window and
she
everything.
She was smiling, dude. Like,
hey, dude, if you're into it, fuck it.
And then
literally.
He would say, what's that? She would be like, sorry, daddy. He'd be like, what's that? Like, he fucking.
You are troubled. Jesus.
I'm just into a bunch of random
stuff. I said,
stuff.
Who are your favorite porn stars? And like, I don't know, the guy who just makes them call him father.
No. Father is different. That's weird. That's weird.
So, furries.
Yeah, but I also.
Forced public sex and girls with major daddy issues. I fuck with it, dude. That's tight.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. Well,
what about you, bitch?
I don't know, man. There's so many wonderful. Do you know what I mean?
I wish you could see him right now. He like held his hand up and just looked so peaceful.
Dude, my favorite probably all time, Sophie Lynx. Very underrated. I don't know, actually. I have nothing. I'm not in that community. Like, Sophie Lynx is fucking lit. Oh, dude, fucking Daisy Marie, V-Lit, and then, you know, no order, really. And I'm sure these change by month or so. Who knows?
What's the last one?
Sasha Gray, dude. Yeah, she's cool. And she's a nice woman. She was on Stevie Weeby podcast. She's fucking tight.
Okay.
So was Asa Akira. It was on like podcasts, like the Tiger Belly podcast, mm-hmm. and Stevie Weeby. And she's fucking cool as shit, dude.
That's tight.
And like, it makes me, I know this is like contrary, but like her, I don't know. See, this is going to sound weird, but like her being so cool is like, it almost makes me not want to like go watch her porn. Like, not like I don't want to support her, no, but it's no, just no, like, yeah. No, like sometimes I like to see. And she always has a great time per her account.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Well, yeah, one popped in your mind?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you know anybody? Like, let's say you were watching porn.
Yeah.
And then you saw someone and you're like,
oh, yeah.
I know them.
I know a handful of people.
But that it's happened randomly? Like, you didn't find out first. Like, you're just searching the web and then you're fucking.
Yeah. One.
I mean,
well. No, dude. No, two out of the three.
Okay.
Happened. I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, we can't say names, but, like, that's definitely happened, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I.
And one of them, I was hold on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, you had to stop. Like, you had to rewind.
No. I was like, no. I was like, just her social,
yeah,
like, presence. I was like,
I know.
Let me look this bitch up real quick. And I was like, bam. I was like, whoa.
That's,
I was like, kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, dude, I'll give them some viewership.
Yeah, dude.
It's really cool. I know this sounds creepy, man, but there's no person on earth that will deny this, but it's pretty cool seeing someone you know get fucked. Like,
dude, it kind of is. Yeah.
It's like, you know, mm-hmm. go get them, and then it's like, I've kind of always wanted to see this.
Dude, see this
and
one?
And it's just like, if they're putting it out there, they want people to see it.
Right.
I'm not going to ridicule anybody. I'm not going to drop names. I'm not going to fucking do anything, but it's like, that was a very, like, pretty lit week.
See, dude, for me, like, the person that I saw, I looked her up. Her stage name was on there. There was only one video, so the whole and it wasn't bad, but
right.
It made me think, like, she was probably going through some shit and needed
right.
some money, and like, that was an option,
right.
And like that type of stuff, I was like, fuck, man, like,
yeah, I wouldn't want to, yeah, if they were just like all not wanting to be there,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I can't. You know,
it's just whatever.
I care enough for it to be like, well, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
There's
that's
just so
how
much
I
better
felt.
Shit out there. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly. I was like,
but
you know,
a couple
what?
Of people are like, yeah, this is my shit now. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's tight.
Cool. Yeah. I'm still planning on doing the ski mask, the plump God thing, dude. I swear to God, that's going to have to be a real thing. Not like total. So I've made it to where I think I could put it on YouTube too. To where, like, if I just wore underwear in a ski mask, then I think it'd be, I could do YouTube, right?
Dude, one time you were telling your joke about the cherry.
Yeah.
And I had heard, I hear your jokes a lot, so I know them. And I couldn't kept imagining a cherry getting stuck in your ass and you panicking.
Oh, you can't, dude, they don't ever get stuck, trust me. A fucking professional.
All I could see was like, dude, call the dude, we gotta go to the
So I was telling that joke, and this is just it's mentionable because it's just makes it funnier. Not funny, god damn it. See, I already start talking. Listen, I was doing this show, and in the front row there was like this very, very attractive girl in a wheelchair. Like, she was just like, she couldn't walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like I hurt my leg type shit. She was just couldn't walk. And I was doing my cherry joke, and like, for those of you who don't know, I do a joke that includes like me putting a cherry in my asshole, and if I pull it out, but whatever, right? And she was like, I'll get you a cherry right now. And she had $100. And I was like, no, you know what I mean? I was like, dude, we're at a wine bar. I was like, you know what I mean? I don't know how, like, she was just trying to play along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was like, holy shit. Like, someone really actually called me out on that. And I was like, I would do it for 100. But I'd have to, you know, it's not, I got a tight butthole, I think. So it's going to come off. The stem will come off.
Yes.
So I got to have like a $25 guarantee at least. You know what I mean? Just to make sure I don't lose everything.
Right.
But yeah, that's a pretty visceral image, me putting a cherry in my asshole. You know?
I imagine him screaming, and then
why? A cherry, it's tiny,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
I can't imagine you putting anything in your butt.
I mean, I wouldn't like be like, fuck yeah, dude, give me cherries.
Have you ever had anything in your butt?
Not really, no.
Like a finger?
A finger, but I didn't really dig it.
But at least you know what it feels like.
Yeah, it's not like...
It's not pleasant.
That's gay shit.
No.
I know they're going to my ass.
No, like. Dude, like... No, that's not what I'm saying. But, like, there's a sensation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's never been like a... Like, let's try to make this pleasurable. It's never been in, like, a pleasurable state. And neither would be putting a cherry in my asshole. So, even in a non-pleasurable way, it doesn't hurt that bad.
Maybe not yelling, but I imagine you making this face.
Yeah, of course. Probably. Yeah, but I'd be like... I like
$500.
But I'd put a rope in my mouth though. You know what I mean? So what? even if I did have to go, it'd be sexier. You know what I mean?
A rope?
Or like some kind of ball gag or something. Oh, I don't know. Something, dude, to bite
just,
down on,
I
you
just
know?
Bought a
fake
ball,
finger.
I bought
for
my
Halloween.
First ball gag, but the ball is a heart.
I wish you'd wear it all the time so you'd shut the fuck up, dude.
I got her.
No, it would just shut the fuck up finally, maybe. Probably not, honestly.
Nah, dude. I'd still be loud.
There's no way.
Drooling. Like the animal I am.
Okay. Anyways.
Fuck you.
Okay. So this has been the Violent Hour here at the Hell Attire Podcast. I'm so lost, dude. I usually have a blunt to smoke, but it just didn't happen. I didn't even think ahead of time at all.
Because you don't think.
Oh, you're going to tell me I don't think?
Jesus, I love getting a rise out of
Christ.
You. So easy. See?
I'm from North Dakota. Watch this.
I'm ready for you to just actually hit me.
No, I'm not going to.
He always pretends to hit me.
So I'm going
to
hit you.
He's
it's
not
gonna
a monster.
Be, if it's gonna,
he tries
if
to
I'm
be
hit
so
you,
tough all the
no,
time.
No, I don't.
But he's not.
I don't try to be
he's
tough
not,
at all.
Guys. Just don't worry.
If I wasn't hit you, it'd be a point to where like I would for sure break something
in
your face.
He has to say this because you know he has got to.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go half ass on a punch.
His dominance.
You know, I've never done that. Never hit someone half hard. Yeah, get it. And actually, I have.
So dumb, dude.
Very tough to do. How many orgasms have you faked in your life? Just countless by now.
So many,
but
dude.
What's the point of faking it? Like, what the fuck?
To finish. Instead of just saying no, like, you want to see them get there, so you're just like,
yeah,
I'm not going to
so
do it.
They will.
I'm not going to do it on my
but if
butt.
You,
yeah.
But if, like, here's the thing, though. Sometimes, like, if you fake an orgasm and, like, you're done and you just want them to finish or whatever, you're just like, okay, I'm done now, whatever.
So, like,
then it, like, puts pressure on the other person. Like, oh, shit, I have to finish
here's
now.
Here's an exact explanation. It feels better to lie so you can see them feel good sometimes. And that sucks. So there, I'm admitting an actual like fault. Would I like to, in the future, not do that? Absolutely.
Sure.
I don't think that's
but
fair.
I'm saying, it's like, you know. Yeah, I guess it varies by situation.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I would rather just like, be like, oh, if I'm not going to make you come, cool. Like, I'll just come on my own accord.
There's
we might as well get this done early then.
There's times where like, I've put myself in situations that are uncomfortable where I'm like, I don't want to have sex. They do. And like, I, you know, and then I think about it. I'm like, God, I really wish I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Like that. Why did I do that?
Yeah. You're just a whore.
But no, dude.
What?
I'm not a whore.
No. Okay.
Shut the fuck up, stupid ass. You're such a piece of shit. I am a nice lady.
Oh yeah. Cause you didn't get paid.
Yeah, dude. You
My
have to pay me, dude.
Bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
In pesos.
Yeah, I will accept food stamp card.
No, but like...
Dude, I'm trying to get on food stamps, honestly.
All right.
I'm really going to go down and like...
Yeah, you said that like a couple months ago.
Yeah,
you're
I know, but I thought that I'd be on like a payroll by now, you know, but mm-hmm. I'm not. And now it's time. Yeah. The time has come to panic and I'm panicking and we'll see where it goes. Paying my car payment, I am...
That's good.
So...
You need that.
I don't know what I'm going to do, guys.
Okay. All right. Well, there's always the streets and crack. So,
yeah, or my mom's house.
I'm just kidding, dude.
It's like if everything goes to shit, I can blame it on bad parenting. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
it's your fucking fault, Mom.
Wait, no, I have a question for you. So, what scary movie? Because Sheridan and I would love to have you back on Flick Chicks for season 2. We want to know what scary movie you want to choose. What do you want to do? Or is it like, I know you've talked about The Hills Have Eyes and like some really good Rob Zombie movies. Yeah. So.
Oh, you know what? R.I.P., dude, but we could do one of the, like, House of a Thousand Corpses.
I was thinking about that.
Devil's Rejects.
What's his name just passed away? Mm-hmm. That'd be really good.
That would be awesome, because I love those movies. It's not necessarily Halloween-y, but Sweeney Todd.
Ooh.
Fantastic, and I am an unhealthy fan of that movie.
That, we're definitely...
And this is going to sound very distant, and this is going to sound a little sociopathic, but somehow, some way, and this is not my doing... All right. Yeah, I did have an equal part to play in this. Fine. But that has been like three different significant others. Like, that's our movie. And I'm like, what am I going to say?
That's cringy.
It's me and my ex-girlfriend's movie. We can't have, they can't be ours. Am I going to say that? You know, it's like I pop it in. They've usually never seen it. It's like, oh, it's my favorite movie. I'm not being like, this is me and my ex-girlfriend's favorite movie.
I know exactly what it is, though. You express how much you love this movie.
Yeah.
And then you pop it in and then they go... It's ours. I love how much you love that. It made me feel so good.
That's exactly what it is. And so that movie has lost a little bit of weight with me because of
that. We need to get that back, dude. We need to go to the play.
I know.
We're going to go to the play. If you don't have money, I'll figure it out.
Because that's my favorite movie of all time. Even if I watched it right now, everything would be fine. But like, I was just like, yeah, that feels kind of shitty.
Would you like a meat pie?
Would you like a pie, sir?
Could you, would you? Dude, we should do that.
We should just do a whole album of a cappella covers of that entire movie.
I would fucking love that. Hell yeah.
I feel you,
Joanna.
I feel you. Did they think that walls could hide you? Did they at your window? I am in the dark beside you, Joanna.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Anyways, love that movie. If you don't know what that movie is, literally fucking suck my dick, you fucking piece of shit. Fuck you.
His eyes was odd.
Dude, honestly, I can't even fucking like someone if they don't like that movie, dude. I'm not kidding.
My favorite thing about The Office, one of them was when Andy puts on the play for Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
He like comes into the office and they're all in character. So
dude, I don't
classic.
Know why I feel like I really don't feel like that about anything else. I'm not even kidding. Not about people, not about anything. Like racism maybe, but If you don't like that movie, or you can't like respect the movie at least, like you fuck you. Seriously. And if this is if you're listening, fuck you. And if that's you, fuck you, dude. Literally, if you can't watch that and at least appreciate it, you don't gotta be. I'm not even a fan of musicals. I hate musicals traditionally. Sweeney Todd is the only musical I've ever genuinely loved, and it is the best fucking movie ever. Tim Burton will never top it. Just retire, dude. You keep trying, not going to happen. Better than Nightmare on Elm Street or Nightmare for Christmas. Better than Freddy Krueger's a fucking bitch, eh?
Fuck you, Freddy.
Did you hear you on Elm Street? Come over here to Firth and Sixth. I'm going to fucking kick your ass, you fucking prickly bitch. Your skin looks like a fucking avocado, you fucking prick, eh? Okay. But so sorry for the passion outburst. That's what I'm calling it now. Even in my
ass. Passion outburst.
Passion outburst. And I say that it's okay to do it as long as I'm on stage. That's what my therapist says.
Cool.
And I'm not on stage right now, so I'm going to just breathe a little bit.
Ew. God.
You want to do an ASMR minute?
Yep.
Go.
Hi, guys. My name is Chelsea. No, you already knew that. I'm sorry. I'm a mess. Is it just me doing this? Okay. You should ask me a question, though.
No.
Okay.
I can't do it. All right, so as you can tell, she can't do anything ever. I do apologize for the slight humming in the recording mic, but here we go. Here's my mustache. Down.
I fucking hate you.
Here's my Adam's apple.
That's so fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that was very cool. Okay, back to the show, everybody. Oh my God. Thank you for the ASMR minute. That has been brought to you by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and enter code TIRED for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the podcast. You guys heard the ad right in the beginning of the podcast. You know what to fucking do. Please help out me and the podcast. If I get an X amount of sales, they help sponsor the podcast monetarily for the rest of the year. So please do me a favor and do yourself a favor. Go to manscaped.com and enter the code TIRED for 20% off and free shipping. Lawnmower 2.0. All my hair and my dick and my balls. See ya, bitch. Oh, dude. It's a halfway through a busy day and I can't shower, dude. But like, I'm starting to get that, you know, like, not like stench, but you know what I'm talking about. You can just like, it's you know, it's coming. Oh, fucking crop mops. Smell be gone. Gone. Finito. It's like a fucking magician comes into my bathroom every time. And it's like, oh, be gone, smell. And it's like, just jacks me off probably or something. I don't know. Go to manscaped.com, code TIRED for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you so much. And also shout out to Kova Coffee Roasters. Always holding it down for the podcast, guys. This is literally the best coffee in the fucking world. If you haven't had Kova Coffee Roasters, that means you really haven't supported the podcast. I'm just being really real with you right now. So go over to Kova.com, KovaCoffee.com, and use Kova5. For a discount on your order, and make sure you tell them Hella Tired Podcast sent you so they can be like, hey, we got a cool note from a guy, and he said, Bubba's cool, and asked if I have roast duck dick beans. Ask for that.
What?
Yeah, roast duck dick. Don't confuse those wonderful people. I'm just kidding. Don't follow that. Don't follow that advice. But yeah, go to KovaCoffee.com and enter code KOVA5 for $5 off your purchase. And we're back to the show. And that was really cool. It wasn't even cut. That was straight fluid. Didn't even have to edit that, man. That felt great.
Yeah. That was like watching a movie. I was in it.
Cool.
Can
I feel like I'm kind of good at that.
Dude, I'm assuming.
Not good, but like, you know, like, okay, people would be happy for me to read for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I wonder if Manscaped or if there's something like Manscaped for women.
Why does everything have to be about women in 2019, dude? No, fuck you. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Dude, yeah, it's called Summer's Eve, dude.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Cool.
Yeah, pH balance, make your pussy smell good, everything. Like, and there's also no soft way to say that word, vagina, but then you feel like you're being tiptoey, you know?
I hate the name vagina.
Me too. It sounds so, like,
country.
Scientific. Oh. No, it sounds scientific to me, the vaginal cavity, like vagina. It sounds like a fucking nerd is explaining to me
vagina.
Something he has no idea what he's talking about.
I wonder who invented that.
And pussy's aggressive one. Because it has two very aggressive, you know.
I like pussy because
P and
it's
S,
like, yeah, like, P is like,
pussy.
Yeah,
puh. It's like.
Puss.
It's aggressive, but it's only aggressive if you use it in an aggressive context. If I'm saying, yeah, you can make your pussy smell good. It's flowery. It's actually flowery. That's subconsciously coming up to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've remembered that fucking descriptor. Louis C.K. Okay, I know he's going through some shit right now. And guys, listen, I'm not fucking promoting him. But he had said like something about like a vagina or something about a pussy being like flowery. And like I've used that descriptor in everyday conversation for like the last 10-11 years of my life. And it's so crazy how deep those subconscious things can get. And so that was a really weird and that was unnecessary moment. This is what happens when I'm not high.
Yeah.
You know?
The real ADHD comes out.
Yeah.
Bad.
Pretty bad. And it's fine. I'm just gonna kill myself eventually anyways.
Thank
not
God.
Like soon, but you know, well maybe. I don't know. It depends on circumstances.
Yeah.
Not soon.
Mm-mm.
I'll, like, make sure I fail totally in comedy first.
Cool.
You know what I mean? And I'll, like, exasperate all of my resources. Or exasperate. It's the wrong word.
You got it. It's fine.
No, I didn't.
I will exhaust.
Exhaust all my resources. Well, exasperate, I guess, is applicable.
Jesus Christ.
But that's not what I'm trying
Finish
to say.
Sentence.
Okay. Exhaust all my resources. And then,
oh.
If Bishop, as long as Bishop's alive, I'm good, essentially.
Yeah.
But then after that, you're going to have to give me reasons. You know what I mean? Be like, hey, you should stick around. I'm like,
well,
yeah.
We will. Don't worry.
Yeah, but, you know,
Shut
real
the fuck
ones.
Up, dude.
Real reasons. Without Bishop, what do I have, man?
Nothing.
Just a whole bunch of good friends and family. You know what I mean? Who
Shut
the fuck
up,
wants
dude.
That?
Let's stop. I don't want to talk about this. He's not even here. We shouldn't be talking about him at all.
Oh, yes, we fucking should, dude. Bishop's him. The star of the show.
I'm talking about, I don't want to talk about him. Like,
oh, what a selfish bitch, dude.
No, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about him not here right now.
That's how you sound to me. Every time you talk.
Baba.
You really do.
Shut up.
You sound like a fucking.
Shut the fuck up.
A whale with Down syndrome.
Dude, be nice for once in your fucking life.
I am nice. This is me being polite.
No.
That tea, that was crisp, huh?
Negative.
Say,
trick.
Pupusa.
Pupusa.
What's your lip so?
Pupusa.
Pupusa. Ooh.
Pupusa.
There's Poppy. Pupusa. Ooh.
What's another word?
I don't know.
Triangle. Triangle.
Try to say the T perfectly.
Triangle.
No. Like.
Triangle.
Yeah. Triangle.
I don't like that.
Triangle.
Twangle. Twang.
Twang.
Do with the W.
Hi, I'm Chelsea. My name. I want to play the twangle. Like, what the fuck do you want to play, bitch? You play a saxophone. I want to play the twangle.
Can't twang. I can't tweet. I can't talk.
Oh man.
Another word.
Okay. I don't know, dude.
Cataracts.
All right.
Pick that word.
Okay, Chelsea, let everyone know where we can find you on social media, on your website stuff, if you have it. Probably not. You're probably not updated with it, but No. Let everyone know where we can find you and remind us what we got going on again. What can we expect from Miss Chelsea right out?
All right, guys. So you can find me on Instagram at lunar_waifu. I will show you what I have going on in my life, whether it's my dog or whether it's my new place or whether it's my art.
Mm-hmm.
You can add me on Facebook. I won't add you on my family Facebook, though. So please stop adding me.
Yeah.
There's a difference. And it says right there on the fucking bio.
Yeah.
Other than that, though. Yeah, I just got a lot. Borderlands 3, World of Warcraft, classic.
Borderlands 3 is so goddamn sick, dude. It gets so hard. Like,
it looks very difficult. I was very upset last night when my fucking power went out.
Yeah, it probably didn't, but it's whatever.
It did go out.
It probably didn't, but...
It did.
All right, well, Chelsea, a.k.a. Lunar Waifu, a.k.a. Hold on, shut up. Lady Quasar...
Lady Quasar?
Quasar.
Quasar?
Lady Croissant. Lady Croissant.
Lady Croissant.
That sounds like a better name anyways. Lady Croissant.
I would like to get more involved in my music.
Yeah, well, so will the rest of us. But stay tuned for the next Wasted Talent by Chelsea Rideout, episode 2.
You're such a bitch.
Guys, again, thank you so much for listening. If you're still listening, please consider donating to the podcast by subscribing through anchor.fm/hellatirepodcast/subscribe. You have $1, $5, $10 a month options. If you're really trying to convince me you can't give me $1 a month, then you're a fool. And, just do it for me, man. You know what I mean? It's not $1 a day either. And it's not like, well, $1 plus, processing fees plus tax. It's 99 cents a month. And if a bunch of my friends and listeners can do that for me, that will help me more than you could ever fucking imagine. Fuck homeless people, bro. Give that $1 to me a month. You know what I mean? They can figure it out. They're out there fucking hustling too, dog.
Dude, they're making a lot of money out there.
Give me $1.
They're practically rich.
Yeah. You know, I'm out here panicking. I don't even know where I'm going to be doing the podcast next month. I don't even know how I'm going to get these fucking things recorded, but I'm still fucking bringing you episodes, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Motherfucker going through the transition. I'm still out here fucking hustling, motherfucking getting motherfucking people in this motherfucking podcast. Motherfucking recording motherfuckers.
Continuous, amazing content. Thanks. Everybody should subscribe.
Yeah, this has been a great episode. I've been trying to keep the podcast episodes less than an hour and 20 now. I feel like that's
appropriate.
So, you can look forward to an episode, you know what I mean? At that rate, rather than, like, dude, I've had some 3.5 hour ones.
I know.
Me and Tony, but that was a great episode.
It
God
really
damn.
Was.
Tony Tripoli is one of my favorite human beings. He was doing, before we go, I was at Big Pine Comedy Festival this past weekend. And I want to plug my dates too, I guess, if you're still listening. Probably not. But anyways, Tony Tripoli was doing a panel show where the format of the show is Tony Tripoli and Christopher Royer, one of the days, was the judges and the feedback providers. Not judges necessarily, but you can kind of tell what I'm talking about. And there's a person that comes up and does 5 minutes, and then Tony and Chris will take turns in giving their critiques and, you know, giving feedback and punch-ups and trying to, like, kind of write on the spot with them real quick for, like, 2, 3, 5 minutes each. And it was the coolest thing to witness. I'm so bummed out that I only got to spend 12 hours there. But Tony Tripoli, dude, I'm telling you right now, he is one of the fucking sweetest human beings I've ever come into contact with.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, dude. And, like, I know, you know, people are intimidated by him and his, like, you know, his time of fame and his notoriety in Phoenix, and they might have trouble approaching him. You know, don't flood his inbox with shit, but, like, reach out to him, let him know you appreciate him, ask for some advice, send him a clip.
See him perform.
Just do something. Go, mm-hmm. Go support. He's performing all over right now. He's in a real performance swing.
He's incredible and he's so funny.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, this guy is so important.
Yes.
Like, just get in contact with him. Send him an email just to have whatever. Let him know you love him. Tony, you're the fucking best, and I can't wait to have you back on. So that was a very cool experience. I have some shows coming up. Tonight, I guess, because it'd be Thursday. Yeah, tonight I'm going to be performing at the Lighthouse Bar and Grill in Goodyear, Arizona. So if you're listening to this and want to come out and support that, they're filming for Comedy Central. And your boy's going to be up on that motherfucker, trying to look cool and stuff. And then on Friday, I'm performing at the Scottsdale Comedy Spot Comedy Club in Scottsdale with Jen Murphy, 7:30 and 9 p.m. show times. Saturday, I'll be performing at the Gold Rush Music Festival, baby, 8 o'clock p.m., yeah. I'll be out there with Shaq, Puya, yeah, whatever, dude. And then I got some dates in October, too, but my website is very updated, so if you want to go to bubbamacomb.com to watch where I'm going to be, come give me a hug and let the club owners know that you want me there more or something. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. All right, guys, I love you so much. Chelsea, thank you so much again for coming in and doing the podcast. We're off to see Missy, my sister,
perform.
Do her first ever stage performance. She's doing a roast battle, and me and Harry were going over her roast for hours last night.
Oh. And just good. I'm so happy to hear that.
Tweaking them and just making it, like, she's got some really good ones, dude.
I texted her today and I was like, hey, I love you. You're going to do great. Yeah. Can't wait to see you. Here's a picture of Evie.
Fire.
Like, she's going to do great.
Some ammo, dude.
I'm so excited.
But here's the
excited.
Thing. A few people dropped out, so now there's 5 bucket list spots.
Holy shit.
So now she's going to have to do some on the spot writing and see how good she is. Because she has no idea who the 5 people are.
Oh my God.
It's going to be great, dude.
I'm so excited.
You know, get updated next episode on how Missy does. Whoever the fucking guest will be, I don't give a fuck. I'll talk about it if I want to. Kova Coffee, thank you so much again. Manscaped, thank you so much again for sponsoring the podcast. I love y'all, motherfuckers.